broadcasting live in digital HD radio from the powerhouse in Lusaka.
The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Council of Churches in Zambia says UPND government has failed on its campaign promises.
SACOD calls for a balanced NGO law.
Within international news, ex-Chad Prime Minister and opposition leader jailed for 20 years.
In sports news, Chipolopolo boys suffer another defeat at the ongoing CHAN tournament.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shakaina Sakala.
And I'm Grace Wanji.
Council of Churches in Zambia's CCZ General Secretary, Father Emmanuel Chikoya, has accused the current government of allowing high levels of corruption. Father Chikoya cited the recent withdrawal of health sector funding by the United States government as one of the indications that cooperating partners are not comfortable with the fight against corruption under the current government. Speaking on Voice of the People radio program, Father Chikoya said Zambians expected better from the UPND government, hence calling for accountability for campaign promises. Father Chikoya said government owes the public an explanation for failing to fulfill campaign promises, especially that the country heads to polls next year. He, however, underscored the citizens' anticipated repeal of Public Order Act and cyber laws as opposed to strengthening them.
And so there are quite high levels also of corruption. The Americans have been on record, you know, withdrawing funding, and so many other examples are there. And so we've seen bill after bill, and the people, you know, the backlash against it, including Constitutional Court ruling against Bill 7, for example, which is similar to Bill 10. And so ideally, I think we were expecting better. We are expecting better. I know there have been improvements here and there, but we are expecting better in terms of how. For example, we are told clearly, not through third parties, cyber law will be repealed.
Mm.
Yes, it should be there. But when you are in the opposition and you say something will be repealed, when you get in, you strengthen it, you need to give Zambians an explanation. Why did you say what you said that time?
Mm.
Public Order Act continues. We are 1 year to elections. And so we wish we can get to that level where what we are told gets done. And so there are areas of concern.
The Southern African Centre for the Constructive Resolution of Disputes, SACOD, welcomes the rejection of the NGO Bill No. 6 of 2025. The centre observes that the country requires a law that strikes a balance between regulatory oversight and NGO autonomy. While SACOD acknowledges the need for regulation of governing NGOs, the current state of the bill raises concerns. According to Mr. Arthur Myunda, SACOD Executive Director, the proposed law overly restricts NGOs' autonomy, leaving little room for self-regulation outside of government oversight.
The rejection is very welcome from the SACOD point of view. And we are one of those that have issued statements that we do not agree with the NGO bill in its state as it is. And we are not completely saying that we do not want an NGO bill. We don't want to regulation around NGOs and civil society, no. But we are looking at the effects that that law has in its current state on the citizen, on the civic space for operation for NGOs. So what we are calling for is it to be recalled, as opposed to it just be taken the way it is. We want it to be revised to the NGOs regulate themselves, as opposed to us being regulated by a body that is government heavy-handed.
And still within a separate development within your news, Zambian Breweries Private Limited Company has refuted allegations suggesting that it uses ethanol in its brewing process. This follows a recent statement by the Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, regarding the interception of two trucks carrying ethanol. The company has categorically assured the public that it produces, that its products rather, are brewed from natural ingredients such as malted barley, sorghum, cassava, maize hops, water, and that is in line with strict quality and safety standards. Zambia's leading beer manufacturing firm has therefore highlighted that it is working in conjointly with ZRA to establish the full facts surrounding the matter, including how the company links to the shipments in question.
Central Province Minister Mwawashike Nkulukusa has commended government for their initiatives it is taking to enhance water harvesting in the country. The minister says water harvesting is a new perspective that requires new thinking as opposed to traditional, noting with concern the continued loss of over 30% of fresh water into the oceans. Speaking on Power FM Breakfast Show, the minister welcomes the rehabilitation of the dams that were in deplorable state. Mr. Nkulukusa said President Hakainde Hichilema's directive on water harvesting is timely following the recent climate change-induced drought. He's optimistic that in case of another drought in the future, the harvested water would play a significant role in the agriculture sector.
And I think you have seen the president now very much push the Ministry of Water to say, let us harvest most of this water. It's a new perspective. Mm-hmm. It has new thinking. It requires challenging traditional things. So, but the whole idea, I think the perspective, the bottom line is, why should we let over 30% of the fresh waters go into an ocean when we have capacity to actually dam some of this water and use it for agriculture so that we can attain our objectives? And truly, like you have said, the Minister of Water has done quite commendable job. Over 20% of most of the dams that were not okay have been rehabilitated, but I think we are also on the agenda to build new dams.
In international news, a court in Chad jailed former Prime Minister and opposition leader Success Masra for 20 years on Saturday, convicting him of hate speech, xenophobia, and having incited a massacre. The court in N'Djamena jailed Masra, one of President Mahamat Idris Deby's Inito's fiercest critics, for his role in inciting intercommunal violence in which 42 people were killed on May 14th. It also imposed a fine of 1 billion CFA francs, which is equivalent to 1.5 million euros. Most of the massacre victims were women and children in Mandakao, southwestern Chad, according to the court. On Friday, the state prosecutor called for a 25-year sentence.
Still in international news, thousands of Ivorians took to the streets in Abidjan, the capital of the West African nation, to protest against the exclusion of opposition leaders from the upcoming presidential election. Ivory Coast, the biggest economy of Francophone West Africa, is due to hold a presidential vote in October. Earlier this year, four main opposition figures, including former President Lore Yabo and former Credit Suisse Chief Executive Tijane Tiam, have been barred from running by the Electoral Commission. Protesters gathered Saturday morning in Yopongong, a densely populated suburb of the capital Abidjan, holding banners with messages such as "Enough is enough," "No to democracy without true justice." We'll take a short break and return shortly with the sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Say hello to original. Told you to expect some more. Take notice, take note that what you want is what we got.
Introducing the original line of techno accessories, from chargers, cables, Bluetooth earbuds, smartwatches, wait for it, power banks, and many more. Choose techno, choose original techno accessories. You can also check out our wide range of feature phones, Yatuma Batani. Now ready available in all authorized techno stores countrywide. Techno, expect more.
Say hello to original.
Hot off the press news from Lusaka, Akabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. And now, the Power FM Sports News.
Fetch Polo Polo senior team yesterday suffered another setback after being beaten 2-1 by Angola in a tight match at the ongoing Chan tournament. The air around Nyayo National Stadium on Sunday evening was thick with tension and hope in equal measure. Angola's Palancas Negras took advantage of their strength to net two goals to silence the Chipolopolo. It was a chance for Zambia to rebound and keep their dream alive, but failed to do so. And well, on that sporting note, we have come to the end of the morning news. For more upfront and reliable news, do follow us on Facebook by searching for the Power News Network page. Before we go, here's a recap of the headlines once again.